In the summer of 2002, my wife and I had been married for about 1 year, and we led a group of about 4 students on a mission trip to Hawaii. We helped with a revival during that trip, but while we were there, we learned that there is a type of pidgin language in Hawaii. And one of the familiar pieces of literature in that pidgin language in Hawaii were the Ten Commandments. And one commandment in particular stood out to us. It was this: no mui mui with de brudda's wahine. Now, you don't have to be fluent in Hawaiian pidgin to understand exactly what's being forbidden in that commandment. But I do feel like I need to make clear what seems to be fuzzy in our culture today, even in our Christian culture. I never thought I would have to do this, but from conversations that I've had in my office and counseling situations, there's not a doubt in my mind that I need to bring some clarity to some situations. On the surface of 2 Samuel chapter 11, we are dealing with adultery. David is a married man, several times over actually, and we have discussed that in the past. But David is a married man who sleeps with someone who is not his wife. That is adultery. To complicate the matter further, the woman with whom he sleeps was also married. So let me be very clear today. Adultery is sinful. It's not within the design of the relationship of husband and wife. You didn't fall out of love with your spouse and fall in love with someone else, therefore justifying yourself and your sin. To love someone biblically, whether they be your wife or husband or brother in Christ, to love someone biblically is to make a conscious choice to serve them sacrificially. So falling out of love in a marriage is a choice you make to no longer care for or serve or sacrifice on behalf of your spouse. Falling in love with someone doesn't just happen. It's a conscious choice you make to care for, to serve, to sacrifice for, to the exclusion of others who might vie for or compete for that position in your heart. Let me go a bit further, just so that we are clear. Adultery is sinful because the sexual relationship is the bringing together of a man and a woman, mind, heart, body, and soul, to become one. There's to be safety and security and peace within that sexual relationship, and that safety and security and peace is proclaimed to each other and everyone else through marriage. So when you step outside that covenant, you shatter the security of the other spouse. Let me go a bit further. The sexual relationship is for marriage. You don't test it out before marriage. You don't see if you're sexually compatible with someone else. Sex is to be enjoyed, sustained, and maintained within the covenant bonds of marriage. When you engage in sexual acts before marriage or outside of marriage, and then you finally do come to the altar of marriage, you don't come as a veteran in relationships. You come as an incomplete person because part of you is still with the other people with whom you have slept with. Emotionally and mentally, you gave away something precious that was intended for your wife or your husband. And this is why Genesis tells us that a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. The man leaves one relationship, the relationship of the parents, which is a type of oneness. He leaves that relationship not to sow his wild oats, not to test drive what is out there, but to attach himself to another person, his wife. The marriage, the covenant of marriage, is the guarantee. It's the promise that just because the road may get rocky, I'm not leaving your side. And the physical expression is the sexual relationship. You see, there is a right and beautiful order to God's design. It's not the other way around, no matter how much he or she tells you they love you. Why all of this? Because not only is the sexual relationship to be enjoyed in security, its other purpose is to produce children. And children are to be brought into this world within the one flesh, safety and security and peace of a mom and dad committed to one another, committed to displaying the leadership and submission of Christ and his church. So hopefully some things have been made clear for all of us today, and to know that we all fall short. And there is mercy and grace for everyone who turns from their sin to the Lord. As you pray today, please remember Jacob and Miriam, our Creative Access missionaries. And also remember the Kapare Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.